The Marlins host the Mets, and Noah Syndergaard on Don Mattingly bobblehead night will pick this one up in the fifth inning with the game tied at one and Lucas Duda at the plate.
Valquez is throwing a changeup similar to Soto's. The 1-2 hit in the air to straightaway center. Back goes Yelich, away back. It's going to go. Home run, Lucas Duda. And that time it looked like a changeup that Duda was able to go out and get. And Lucas Duda has hit his fourth home run of the year onto the shrubbery behind the center field wall, which provides part of the batter's eye here as Duda goes deep and the Mets have a 2-1 lead. Outfield is shortened up here against Gordon. Granderson directly behind second base and center. Reyes even with a bag at third. Duda deep at first. And the 1-0 pitch, runner goes from second and a little looper. Shallow right, tough play, it's going to fall, base hit. And around third, coming home to score, clapping his hands all the while, is Rojas. Going to second and stopping there is Moore. And on at first with a bloop single and a run batted in is D. Gordon. And the Marlins have tied the game 2-2.
Montero started this inning but could not get out of it. Blevins trying to help him here. With the bases loaded, 2-2 pitch. Swinging a shot to left field, sinking, caught on the run. Conforto loads and fires. Rojas coming in, great throw, tag, got him! Oh boy, what a throw by Conforto! Rivera didn't even have to play a bounce. It whistled right into his mitt. He put it down right on Rojas, and the Marlins are going to want to, guess what? Challenge the outcome of that play. They're blowing it up in high def on the big screen here and showing that indeed it sure looks like from that angle. Oh, out! Out is the call! And the fans are going berserk here.
And so are the Mets.
For a very different reason than the Marlins fans.
Again, Rojas ready to run on 3-2 with two out. Edge and sets, there he goes, the pitch. Line towards the gap in right center, it's deep. Bruce going back, way back, can't get it. It bounces off the wall, picked up by Bruce on the warning track. The Marlins are going to win it. Rojas around third, slides home safely without a throw. And the Marlins have defeated the Mets in the bottom of the ninth inning by the score of 3-2. And who is the hero? The guy who was so hot for the first half dozen games of their year, JT Realmuto.
JT Realmuto comes through against Josh Edgen, and the Marlins walk off with a 3-2 victory. Realmuto delivers the first walk-off hit of his career, and bad news for the Mets, in addition to the loss, Noah Syndergaard leaves after six with a torn fingernail on his right hand. So the Mets see their five-game win streak come to an end, but of chief concern to Terry Collins and company is the status of Noah Syndergaard's right hand.
He tore his fingernail back, so we're just going to, you know, get it taken care of, trim it down, and make sure the blood's gone from underneath the nail. So I think it'd be fine. He was going fine. I mean, he was sailing along, and all of a sudden I think the thing probably flared up in maybe the fifth, where all of a sudden you saw stuff wasn't as crisp. So, but, you know, he pitched fine. You hold him to two runs. We had other opportunities to score. You just hope they don't make any mistakes. And obviously the, 3-2 pitch was, I didn't see where it was, but he hit pretty good. So. We get out of that inning, we go to Gil Martin and ride until see if we can get the lead. So that's just what we're facing when you have a night like last night.
Noah Syndergaard goes six innings. He allows two runs. Just one of them was earned, and he strikes out four. But Thor had to leave the game with fingernail issues. Here he is in the clubhouse.
No blister this time. I guess if I keep my fingernail too short, then I get a blister. Mm-hmm. Keep it too long. Nail splits. So I'm finding that. Happy medium, I guess. I think it's probably just going throughout the minor leagues. I had to deal with this problem quite a bit. Not really sure why it's turned to flare up now. Just gotta, as simple as it sounds, just maintain my fingernails, I guess. Got an excuse to go get a mani-pedi now.
Michael Conforto continues to perform for the Mets outfield. He goes 1-for-3 with an RBI and throws a runner out at home in Friday's loss. Here he is in the clubhouse.
Yeah, you kind of anticipate something coming your way out there. Just kind of going through the situations. If it's real deep, then maybe go to third with it. And then if I'm close enough, then go home. And I knew I had the arm to get it there. Had to go over the cutoff man, but I think it's the that run takes a lead late in the game, and I think you got to go for it.
The Mets will try to get back to their winning ways on Saturday when Jacob DeGrom takes the hill at Marlins Park.